got Steven over here being stupid, but welcome, guys. This is Jake from Brody X Studios, and this is podcast number 5?
Podcast 5.
We've already filmed so many. It doesn't seem like there's been that many.
But it's been a while since we've done the last one.
True. Like a long time. Well, everything started coming out. PlayStation 4 came out. Xbox One came out. Christmas, Thanksgiving.
New Year's.
What are you doing? I just look over and he literally just...
We got some new stuff, some new gears. You see the new mic stands.
Pain in the ass to set up.
New table.
New beanies, dude. New beanies.
Not like you set any of this up.
Garrett, who helped you make these? Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Y'all made those?
Well, yeah, from steel.
Oh, sweet.
I welded it.
With just our bare hands and some elbow grease.
I welded it.
He didn't.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we tied all those things together and stuff, and we made these.
No, oh, okay.
But we did get beanies.
I wrapped the springs with my hands.
We got some cool shirts.
Yeah, they got our name. They're in our store. Well, sort of.
Get to go to brodyx2s.com and the contact.
We got like 6 locations now.
Just go to the contact page. Contact us into the store. Gets uploaded to the website.
I mean, Garrett would shut the fuck up and let me take part of this podcast, and that would work. That's why I did let Garrett into this podcast the first thing, so he couldn't talk. But he's still talking.
Garrett loves podcasts.
We'll see when I edit this if he has a voice or so.
What?
So anyways, let's get this started. We just had, well, we actually just had New Year's, but Christmas was before that. We haven't shot anything before.
Well, we shot a couple Christmas videos. It's not a podcast.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, we haven't had time to talk about this kind of stuff.
Oh, we got all new game, Prop Hunt, as you've seen on our channel.
Oh, yeah.
Funnest game.
Fun game. I don't know if you know what Prop Hunt is, but you become a little prop and there's hunters. And they have to hunt you, and you're just like this little paint can or whatever you want to be.
It's like super hide and seek.
Yeah, there you go. That works.
Literally.
But it's
like, what's y'all's favorite prop to be?
What?
What's your favorite prop to be?
A barrel.
I like being the ice cube tray.
I haven't played yet.
Nah,
trying
dude,
to be a money stack,
the axe.
But it denied me.
The axe.
You can be an axe?
Yeah, really?
That's pretty cool.
No, that's a little ice cube tray. It's like this big. It's just zooming.
Wasn't it Garrett that was a desk?
Yeah, he's a big ass desk.
Dude, I was a desk, and I was playing with Trevor and Dylan.
Whoa.
No, because he flicked me off. And they shot me with the noob tube, like the tube.
Oh yeah, we know.
And
we know.
No help was gone from me. I was just like,
they watch it, just being a desk. They see it. They can watch it. You don't
Links in the description.
This is why you're not in the podcast. You talk too much. You're not even in the podcast, and you're still talking more than we are.
Anyways, well, our Christmas stuff. Steven, what'd you get for Christmas? Your handy
not
dandy.
Jack shit. No, I'm just kidding. I got this.
Did you get Jill shit?
Yeah.
You said you didn't get Jack shit.
Very true. Very true.
Jill. I'm just kidding, not really.
Okay, well, tell us about your little thingy
what is this?
It flashes lights.
Steven got a brand new flashlight. Just in the form of
I'm just kidding. It's
a big giant computer.
A tablet top, I guess you can call it.
Did you make that up? Did that just come off the top of your head?
No, I mean, it's like a desktop.
Oh, bro, let me go get my tablet.
Okay,
it's a
but
tablet?
Yesterday, did that just come off the top of your head? Did you make that word up?
No.
Surface.
Who come up with that word?
I think Garrett did.
I really did make that word. This word was invented.
Yeah. It wasn't like
if
it's already.
If it becomes like a thing, credit to Brody Act.
Just know that Garrett from Brody Act created.
Even if
tablet.
No.
I'll give it the credit to the company, not just to me.
Yeah, but
Brody Act come up with. Oh, I don't want to be a part of that. So Garrett from Brody Act come up with a tablet top, a desktop / tablet. So
according to Kevin, I'm that's like an intern. According to our ending video,
yeah, you know. I'm
once again, you are not in this podcast.
Yeah, Steve, you need a Coke, don't you? I think Garrett, the intern, should go get you.
Yeah, he should.
Shut up.
Sniff your sleeve.
We see you blowing smoke.
I was trying so hard.
Okay.
I was trying so hard.
It's been like 3 minutes.
I know.
I mean, seriously.
All right, tell us about your thing.
Has pocket tanks.
Pocket tanks.
That's a fun game.
Has
like Microsoft 8. And then
Windows 8. Whoa.
Whatever.
Whoa, stop.
I was thinking Microsoft.
We're done with his gift, and we're done with his gift.
All right, so anyways, Jake, what did you get?
I got all new GoPro Hero 3.
I knew I was saying something wrong.
Being filmed on it right now. The camera. So
Shout out to the GoPro.
Oh, I hate technology.
And I got some other things, and I'm looking to get a dog. New dog.
Heck yeah.
That's what I'm trying to work
with. Tell them what kind of dog you want.
A wolf hybrid.
It's really
part
awesome.
Wolf, part husky.
Steven, you should pull up a picture of a wolf hybrid.
Really shit. I want to see what this looks like.
New little thing.
Oh yeah, I got a picture on my phone.
While we're still moving on.
Are they big?
They're huge.
Like, could I ride it into battle?
Probably. They're size of wolves, dude.
No, dang, yeah, you dude. Probably could. You could be like a World of Warcraft mount.
Yeah.
Just ride.
You
this
get
thing.
It. That sounds
I'm trying,
pretty
dude.
Cool.
I'm trying.
See, but Trevor,
there's so many.
Trevor could use my Christmas gift while he rides his wolf.
How long did it last?
How long? It lasted 5 minutes and 45 seconds to get the spear out.
This is a spear. I want everyone to see that this is a spear.
Why do you have a spear, Dylan?
Yeah, why is it here?
That rhymed. I feel like I'm in Dr. Seuss right now. Dylan's got a spear. Why is it here? Anyways. I
want
to see.
Why is it out? Tell us about. Yeah. Sorry. I had to.
Give a shout out.
Get all the dirt off.
But I just thought it was really cool. I was walking in Academy. I saw it. And I was like, you know what? I really want
to. No, you didn't just see it. Me and Jake were walking the complete opposite way.
And called us to come back.
Dude, it's like, Quigley, come here right now. I was like, dude, I'm looking at golf stuff. He's like, no.
We weren't
shut
even
up.
In the golf section.
We were walking.
We were heading there.
Yeah, I know. That's what's.
No, we were looking at the
section.
Speaker, that little boom box.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
But yeah, so I called them because they were walking like all the way across the store. And I'm like, I don't care where you are. Come look at this thing. It is freaking awesome. They're like, oh. But dude, I'm like, no. You come look at this thing.
But who's more deadly right now? Me or you?
She's got more reach,
like
too.
Her, I mean, but this would just leave.
It just looks cool.
I mean, what if I hit you in your animal?
It's dirty. What have you been spearing?
Jake,
the ground?
Pick this one in.
Okay, well, when I got this, it was muddy outside.
God,
I missed the target a few times.
That's fake.
And it wound up in the
probably
bow.
What target?
That looks scary.
My bow target.
Oh, okay.
That looks kind of
fake. I missed it a few times. Then we speared a tree with it, and it literally went into the tree. Like
it stuck?
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't the first try.
It was
by any
means. The first try. Afterwards, we were about as good as Achilles. But,
yeah,
you know,
just from like 20 feet away, not 200.
That is bullshit.
Yeah, but I threw one like
just
blindfolded 30 feet away.
Real quick, it's very loud on the desk when you smack stuff. So just be careful. People's ears, man.
That'd be fun. Podcast. Listen to laptop speakers. What?
So, Trevor, what did you get for Christmas?
Mostly clothes. I got
shoes. That's horrible.
I know.
Wait. What else did you get for Christmas, Dylan?
That was blue.
In the Brody. Y'all
are going to bring this up.
What happened at the Brody at Christmas party?
Okay, so we had a little Brody at blowout. I guess we can call it Brody at blowout.
There was a lot of people.
So anyways, we're giving out little Christmas gifts.
Where
we
got our beanies?
We all got for each other. Yes, we did get these. Everybody did. So, anyways, we're giving out little Christmas gifts. I opened the first one, or I start to open the first one, and everybody's like, no. Open that one first that Trevor got for me. And I'm like, all right. So I start to open it, and as I'm opening it, I see, like, neon glows in the dark, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I open it a little bit more, and then I see that it's a big, or not big, but
big.
A blue neon dildo.
And it got stolen.
Somebody stole my dildo. At this Christmas party.
Honestly, who do you think it was?
I don't know.
Quigley.
No, I don't know.
Quigley.
Never mind. I don't want to say.
I still want to know who's stealing.
So what do you have? No. The internet wants to know.
Dude, I'm not saying who I think stole it.
I think Garrett stole it.
What does their name start with? So we'll know.
No. You know, too.
G?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was thinking to you.
Sure.
That one. Dicks, aren't they?
His last name starts with H.
You want to hear something funny?
That was funny,
wasn't it? That was so not planned at all. Like 1,000.
That's good.
I'm just
that
kidding.
Was my text message.
I did that on purpose.
I have a text message.
That's good shit, man.
Wait. You told us to put all of ours on silent.
I know.
What the heck?
I know. Well, earlier when I was messing with the camera, whatever, because I could see the camera. New GoPro app. I was seeing if we could, like, find sound, and I guess I just forgot to turn it off. I don't give a fuck. That shit happens, right?
It does.
All right. Well, New Year's, guys. How was everyone's New Year's?
It felt like a...
Without Garrett answering. Well, how was New Year's?
How was it felt like I wasn't... Oh, sorry.
God. I mean, we were all there together, so... I mean, it was a really good... It was a really good time.
I wasn't, like, emotionally... Internally, how
it,
did you feel?
Honestly, it just felt like another day.
I thought you were gonna go off in some big, like,
wait,
complicated.
That's
story.
Not me.
Wait, New Year's was on what this year? Monday? New Year's Eve?
Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday?
No,
well,
Wednesday
was
Wednesday.
New Year's. Yeah, oh, Tuesday yeah. did feel like a Saturday.
It's only been a week.
Or Friday for me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
amen to that question.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there was
day.
A lot of stuff like party.
Party.
Yeah, did you like party?
You like to party. I'm just kidding.
But yeah,
but I do like Coke.
Me too.
I like the old Coke.
Please don't hit on the middle hard.
Drinking.
But
the spikes, man.
Anyone
the
have
spikes.
New Year's anyone have New Year's resolutions?
Because
I want you to answer the damn question.
Think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, for real. Did you guys have any New Year's resolution?
Wait, time out. I wish you shut up. Appreciate it.
Is that my resolution to shut
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah, that is your resolution.
That was my resolution.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Was to shut up?
No, for real.
Oh.
It didn't work. What's your New Year's resolution?
What?
We just want to know, resolution? Dude.
Yeah. All right, whatever. Stop smoking.
How'd that work out for
smoking.
You?
Yeah. Haven't smoked yet, except for that. That doesn't count. Yeah. It's water vapor.
My New Year's resolution was, I don't know,
to stop smoking. You did it with me.
Mine was to kick ass and chew bubble gum.
And
be
all
out of bubble gum.
I still got gum.
I got plenty of gum.
Gum's good, dude.
I didn't really.
What was your New Year's
resolution? Bitches get money.
Oh yeah.
True.
No, I don't know. I didn't really have a New Year's resolution. I was just kind of having fun.
Mine was just like another.
And not thinking of anything.
My New Year's resolution was to have another year like a
new year. Woo! Where are we? Oh my god, that was ridiculous.
He goes, woo! We aren't weren't we? That was ridiculous.
So I got an idea for the next podcast. Oh wait, Trevor, what's your New Year's resolution?
I want to talk about it.
To get out of his
what?
House.
Whoa!
What? Quickly?
Trevor's
to get out of your house. Get off your ass.
I actually get out of my house a lot now since I can drive.
Is it to quit jacking off?
No.
That one still happens. That one still happens.
What was it?
Nah.
No.
We got to know. The internet wants to know.
But the internet. Oh, you know what? The internet also wants to know.
What?
Why Garrett's talking?
I just tune him out. Like,
I try. Yeah, I try. It just doesn't work. He just keeps talking.
All right. So next topic.
And talking.
I want to hear this New
I know,
Year's
I
want to
hear this now. Go.
To lose the V-card.
I mean, play Xbox.
You didn't
gamer card.
Gamer card.
Yeah, to lose his gamer card.
And recover it through Microsoft.
Dude, you haven't lost your gamer card yet?
It's a very delicate process.
Don't worry, Trevor anymore.
It's a very delicate process.
He's a pure soul.
He's a purebred. He's expensive.
Yeah, fuck you, Steve.
Yeah, you know how expensive purebred wolves
are? I'm going to laugh at
you. I lost the pencil.
Trevor loses it to, like, 15 other gamers.
Don't worry, guys.
At the same gamers.
Yes. I was like, what?
We're talking about gaming cards, fuckheads.
Me and Trevor were both like... That was funny.
Sweet.
That looks amazing.
Thank you. I came up with it.
Just so you know, this isn't a vaporizer. This is a pencil holder. Just so you know.
It turns blue.
Yeah. We'll probably melt the pencil if you hold that button.
Alright, Trevor, I heard you got a new vehicle. What kind of vehicle did you get? Actually, I straight up didn't get it. I saw it. I got a
68 Mustang Fastback.
Oh, damn, nice, yeah, nice. But the thing is, you're totally lying. What'd you get?
I know. I want that.
Because that's 100%.
So where'd you get that shit?
I totally didn't see that.
I got the Steve McQueen edition, you know.
Would that not be badass, though?
Yeah, I'd probably come over.
Yeah, I'd
like every day.
Probably never be home again.
I'd probably still try to race you.
I'd take you up
too.
On that.
We'd see. We got a new website, by the way, guys. Well, not new, but ProDX2s.com. Garrett's still trying to talk.
I keep seeing him peek over there.
Yeah, let's like elaborate on it. We talked about it earlier, about our stores.
Yeah, we got a new sort of store. Still working on it, getting it
What just happened to you?
I accidentally scrolled too far.
I mean, they wouldn't even notice if Garrett would have talked. Again, back to what I was saying.
Anyways, the website.
You got any website, you can go there, go to contact, and then fill out a little contact form if you want a shirt or a beanie, and let us know, and we'll get that to you.
You can get your name on the back.
Make sure you sign up.
Yeah, sign up too. If Garrett shut up, though.
You forgot that. I was going
to get to it. I'm still talking about the website, but...
You can just text us.
Yeah, go register. You go to the homepage. There's a big little window
login.
To the right.
Yeah, just click the login button.
Says, shut up, Garrett.
Sign up.
Stop distracting me.
Sign in and enjoy.
You're not doing your job.
Yeah, also, you got the staff. You can see the staff. Whatever. You can
couch,
email
bitch.
Us or talk to us, however you want to do that.
Email us.
Yeah, email us. Whoa.
What the heck?
Whoa.
Your eyes just got really wide.
It started moving. I was like, whoa, it's going to fall. But
who's hitting it?
I was shaking it.
Oh, I saw this doing that.
And then also we got, you can check out our live stream there if we're live streaming. You just go to that tab and it'll be live there. What else we got? We got videos button. You can watch videos there.
Yeah, we do. Direct links to our Facebook and YouTube.
Twitter.
Okay, hey, I'm talking. No, no, no. I have something to say. This is important.
I did too. Shut the fuck up.
This is important.
God. All right.
No, like, I really want to know what he's going to say now.
He can text us.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
He did?
No, I'm trying to get a mobile site going, because it looks like shit.
Yeah, when you go to the phone right now, it's kind of...
It looks like shit.
It says you've read the text message.
Are you talking about hitting the table?
Yes.
You already fucking told us that.
Okay, I'm making sure that you did.
Douche.
That's why I purposely did that.
Oh, dude, let's talk about Garrett's gay-ass clothes he always wears.
Do we have any pictures of him from the Christmas party?
I'm trying to find some and load them up into this video, too. Garrett wears, like, white pants with, like, baby blue or, like
don't
like
judge me for wanting to look nice.
No,
this is the Joan on Garrett night.
This
is
the Joan on Garrett podcast.
Yeah,
this
is
the podcast.
This is a roast right now. Let's just roast
Garrett
for the rest of the podcast. This is what we're going to call it, Garrett's Roast. Yeah, this is this podcast name. Yeah. I'm going to put a link at the very beginning, a little button that says, if you want to hear Garrett's Roast, click here, go this far. Yeah. What else does Garrett do that's fucking...
Look,
his noises. We've already talked about this.
We've already talked about noises.
It's good. We're talking about it again.
Wait. His frozen loogie.
Yeah, do it.
I was pissed the fuck off. God damn it, that made me so fucking mad.
It was so cold here the other day.
He wiped a fucking loogie on me.
No, wait. I got a story. We're outside. We're like right in the garage or whatever. And Garrett spits and sticks to the garage, but it was so cold that day that like it didn't finish get to the ground. And it drip. And it started getting colder and colder and it froze. So after this time, it's like 10, 15 minutes and it's just frozen. Garrett breaks it off and comes and lays it on top of Quigley. The frozen loogie just on his shirt. He tries to wipe it off and it just like melts into his shirt and everything.
He was like, it's frozen. I was like, it fucking melted into my damn shirt. Because he's froze. I was
It was long. It was hard. I mean, this thing was frozen.
It was like a needle.
And I said, okay, Quigley, look at this. I just like laid it on him. He's like, oh, dude, what is it? All of a sudden, melted right into his shirt. It was that fucking
I
would have
thrown up and then like.
That's so fucking funny, though, dude. I was hilarious.
Thrown the hell up.
Would have hit him if he wasn't intoxicated.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait, when was this?
Thursday
like
night.
Three night,
last
four
weekend.
Night. Now he knows. He's like Thursday night at 8 o'clock when that loogie was wiped
off. 7 p.m.
It was 7 p.m.
Oh shit! I forgot about that.
Yeah, you could have just said last Thursday, last week.
I thought today was Wednesday. Like earlier when Garrett texted me, he's like, "You coming to the podcast tonight?"
You were a dumbass for doing that. You were like,
"You allowed to talk?" Didn't think so.
Well, anyways, school started back up.
Give your fucking story.
I don't want to. You talked.
School.
School's back up. We got Garrett that keeps interrupting our podcast. Appreciate you, bud. Appreciate it.
Anyways, before our school started up, what, Monday?
Yeah,
okay.
So for some people.
That's
Tuesday in here. Wednesday, actually.
Yeah, actually.
My sister told my dad.
Well, Wednesday is like high school and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm talking about mainly
college. Was like Monday. Yeah.
So anyways, did you know the Georgia Perimeter campus this past weekend literally was like the whole parking lot was just one big sheet of ice.
It was awesome. I was going to say a whole bunch of naked women. I was getting really excited for that. But then
no. They said the whole entire parking lot was just one big
full of naked
ice
women.
Cube full of naked women.
Yes. How did that happen? Like what?
There's this thing called water. And when water gets to a certain temperature, it freezes and becomes ice.
And there's this thing called Garrett not talking during our podcast.
There is that too. But I guess that's just not working. Just
Jake started it. I just kind of followed it.
Yeah, just keep going with it. The whole podcast.
You're a follower.
Shh. No, hold on. I want
to. You're not here. The podcast.
He's a leader on this podcast.
I want to tell you something funny about freezing. Okay, so this dude didn't come to work Monday or Tuesday.
He's a
and
bitch.
So he was like, it was actually Charles.
Just kidding.
He didn't come to work Monday or Tuesday. And I thought it was freaking hilarious just because, Charles, if you're watching this, I'm sorry, but this was a stupid thing to say. His excuse was his gasoline was frozen. And I started to think about it, and I was like, honestly, that's impossible because it got nowhere near cold enough for gasoline to freeze. And I thought that the gasoline temperature to freeze was like negative 100. That was my guess. We looked at it, and it was negative 150 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, dude.
Is what temperature gasoline freezes.
It was that cold on Monday.
The lowest it got down to at work, 6.
Yeah, I woke up that day, and it was 9. I was like, I need to start my car, and that shit didn't start.
Well, he was like, yeah, my gasoline was completely frozen, so I couldn't get to work. And I was like, really?
I spent the night
gasoline
here.
Gasoline was frozen.
Yeah.
Was that Monday night that Gary wiped the loogie on me?
Yeah, no.
I think it was.
Yeah. It wasn't a week ago.
Yeah, it wasn't like
it was like four or five days
ago.
Yeah, it was like Monday. It was Monday.
Yeah, Tuesday was cold as shit.
I didn't have to work that day. They canceled it.
Well, I left at 11, so I was there for almost half a day. But that was freaking terrible. My face, I couldn't move it. I'm like...
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday morning.
Garrett complains that his nipples get hard just like straight up.
They're hard 24/7.
His face.
Garrett has nipples the size of this. I'm not kidding. If I put this over, it'd actually probably cover his nipple.
Yeah, it'd be bigger than his nipple. Cover it. I remember.
And they're just hard 24/7. That's about Garrett.
They're about as big as this and look like that.
Yeah. Just sticking off his chin.
I'm not ashamed of this, just to clarify.
It's because you're gay.
I wouldn't be ashamed of it either.
I'm not gay, dick.
To a certain extent.
No, all right.
Notice that he called him dick.
Yeah. He had to throw that in there.
Freudian slip.
Yeah. Ew.
Oh, the other day when Garrett was coming down the steps and busted his ass.
Oh, my God. Thank God we got that rolling.
Garrett was going down some wood slick steps. Wooden slick steps in socks, and he's going fast, and he has an open Sprite in his hand.
Just open.
And all I heard is, I look back, Garrett's ass is just bouncing on the steps, going down.
I saw the drink bounce.
Oh my God.
I watched it from his the time
drink,
he fell.
His crush, it's all over.
His drink wouldn't have spilled if he would have just fucking hoped it.
Yeah, I literally watched his face change as he became happy, very angry, shocked,
and hurt.
But oh my, no, I have a story about when, Steve, I don't know if you were there, but I think you were, but it was me, Garrett, and it might have been Steven at Garrett's dad's house. That's how you know it's a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you remember how he freaking, I swear, he just literally spends his hours waxing that floor right
by
the stairs.
My dad.
So
I ate it.
No,
you ate it.
I'm talking
it
about the time that I slipped and fell when I had on this. Were you there, or was it just me and you, Garrett?
No, it was me. It was just me and you, and you were running down the stairs.
Yeah, because we had to go somewhere, and I'm just in like these slippery-ass socks already. I'm sprinting down the stairs.
Good job, bro. Fucking it up again.
But anyways, so I'm like...
Always gotta be a podcast.
I'm like sprinting down the stairs. Nathan, can you get me a Coke, by the way?
Can you give me a piece of pizza?
You give me a Coke?
No, and a Coke?
No food, just drink.
Yeah, let's get some food.
But anyways... story anymore.
It's hard when Garrett interrupts, isn't it?
It's not. I didn't. It got to.
Yeah, it's hard when Garrett interrupts, isn't it? Well, anyways, my new topic.
I was serious about the pizza, dude.
That was loud as hell.
I was serious about the pizza.
Yeah, bring the pizza over here.
No, I'm going to tell my story because I want to
finish the story. Go.
So, anyways, I'm running down the stairs, and Garrett's dad literally probably just got done waxing on and off on this thing. It's as slippery as can be. And as soon as I hit the bottom of the stairs, my feet just fly out from under me. I mean, my feet are literally in the air at this point. I smack my head on the wooden floor, and now there's like a little dent in the floor. And then
I stayed there.
I just smashed my head. I hit my feet on the fucking
wall.
Oh,
no, I was there that day.
I thought you were.
Because I remember the dent. there was actually a dent.
No, and then the time, oh, my God, and I still catch hell about this. Okay, Garrett's dad, just so we know, is a fucking fruit. Not gay. Like, he literally is just one big juice ball. Because all he drinks all he drinks is juice.
He's like an orange.
Wait, it's water.
So he's got
the, juice. He's if got, he watches this.
Anyways. No, there's no, like, meanness by that.
He just, it was Kevin Hall. He just told the secret back when we were younger. Can I get my lab test?
Oh, because Kevin drank it.
All right, no. Could
it
tell
was all
it?
Hold on, I'll tell it after the juice.
Though. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyways, he's got this really good pink juice, though. And so I'm drinking some of it, and I just topped my glass, so I'll fill it all the way up. I sip it down a little bit, and I'm running up the stairs. Well, I kind of hit the top stair, you know, when you do that?
Yeah.
I had the glass in my hand, and a little bit just kind of goes, but it's like white carpet, and it's pink ash. Yeah, I mean, pink as fuck. Me and Garrett literally try every chemical ever made.
We even called Quigley.
We're almost at fucking like nuclear level here, scraping.
Oh no, I wasn't.
No, Quigley. We called Quigley, and he brought over a little bag. It looked like cocaine. He brought over. He was like, "This shit will get anything."
Like the OxyClean stuff.
No, my mom told me
this stuff was not coming out. And so Garrett's dad gets all so fucking mad.
Tell him what we put over the stain.
Yeah, we put that random ass carpet. I mean, there's a rug. That's what it was. It was literally, you see, like, just white carpet. And because the way the juice fell, we had to angle the carpet a different way. So the carpet's not even symmetrical.
Oh, man.
It doesn't even match at all. Because there was, like, a juice stain here, here, here. And so we had to, like, angle it like that. And so it's just this random. And the first thing he does when he's walking up there is he sees it and he's like, "What's this rug doing here?" And he pulls it up. And there's these big ass juice spots that are now like different colors because we've been trying different chemicals on each one.
That happens. You get a bunch of 14-year-olds together with juice and a white carpet. Shit happens.
Juice, dude.
No, but anyways, the Jack Daniel's story. We got. This Jack Daniels.
Kevin like drank 2/3 of the damn bottle.
Oh, dude. Yeah, dude. Kev.
He was doing like.
Kev was throwing up for days.
His vomit was hitting
that.
The ground off of Garrett's back porch. It was still coming out.
It was funny. It was
coming out of his mouth and touching the ground at the same time.
That's like a 14-foot drop off.
Yeah.
That was gross.
And he drank a bunch of milk.
Jack Daniels and milk.
Okay.
So, anyways. We find Jack Daniels. Garrett's like, "Dude, my dad's got Jack Daniels." So we're like, "Okay, Mr. Dan, it already happened, so you can't get mad now."
What do you mean?
It already happened. So anyways, we get the Jack Daniels, and Kevin drinks a fuck ton of it. I mean, like, literally a fuck ton of it. And he's having this good-ass time. I mean,
like 20 minutes.
Dancing and shit for, about 20, 30 minutes. Then next thing you know, Kevin's like, I mean, he goes and drinks a lot of milk.
Why would you do that? Why would you drink liquor
and milk?
And
so,
Kevin likes milk.
That does not sound like a good idea at all. Like, 0% idea.
Remember, because Tanner came, too. Tanner Whitford. And then Caleb and all them were in the basement.
But anyway, so Kevin starts drinking milk. He gets sick, and... Now he starts like throwing up in the house and stuff. We're trying to get him outside, and he won't go. And so then he starts throwing up on the porch. And so anyways, all the Jack Daniels is gone the next morning. Me and Garrett, we're sitting there, and Garrett's like, "Oh, dude, we got to find a new bottle." I'm like, we start talking for a little while. I'm like, "Dude, you got – shut up." We start talking for a little while, and I'm like, "Dude, you have food dye?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "We're about to figure out how to make brown." And so we literally get a cup and we start figuring out how to make brown. We get it right, and so we fill up the Jack Daniels bottle, make the color, and we're like, "Oh, it needs to be a little bit darker." So we add a little bit more of the coloring, and now it looks literally exactly like a bottle of Jack Daniels. We just screw the lid on really fucking tight, put it exactly where we got it.
He's gonna taste that.
It is still there.
No, dude,
he does not know.
He's gonna taste that, and it's just gonna be like.
Please
pure
bring
water.
That to a party and trick him with it, and just make him start chugging it.
Drinking some brown.
I just thought of that, and you know we could have done that the past like five
eight,
parties.
Eight
parties,
yeah.
Oh, dude, the New Year's party was the first time
yellow.
I got like drunk.
I'm gonna figure out how to make yellow.
We've had Jack. Besides the time before.
And that time before that.
The one before that. No, dude, I'm gonna make that yellowy brown because I have a handle of tequila. Do it and give it to Quigley. Like, chug it.
When's the last time I threw up besides the time that we were at Jake?
Last six times.
What does it matter that you didn't throw up? No. It's the fact that you still got drunk.
The last time.
When you got drunk in front of my parents.
No, please, please. I was there for that
Mr. James.
Miss Lamb.
Come here, dude. Come here.
Yeah. I don't remember.
After he got done pissing behind Radio Shack.
Not only that, and he ate it in the mold. Okay, all right. So
I didn't even piss.
Steven drank half my fucking Bacardi. I get this big bottle of Bacardi. Steven drains the rest of it. We come to McDonald's, and me and Jake and Alex are all at McDonald's because my alternator went out in my car. And so we're sitting there, and Garrett and Steven show up.
I'm driving him home.
Yeah, Garrett's driving him home. Steven was no condition to drive. So
at this point in the car, he is toast. Like he is beyond toast.
Well, and what I told him, I was like, Steven, because I was like, you're gonna be drunk in just a minute. When they finally got there, he's like, no, because he's still wasn't max drunk. And I'm like, Steven, you're gonna be fucked up in like 20 minutes. He's like, no. And so he's sitting there talking. And then next thing you know, this person cuts in front of him in line at McDonald's, and he goes.
And yeah, Dean freaks out. What are you doing?
It makes like this little like cross-eyed face in her back.
When his hands are out like this, he's like all up in that dude's back.
Hold on. I have to show the freaking hilarious picture.
Dude, no.
Wait, there's a picture of it?
Yeah.
There's two.
I
look like an idiot.
I mean, you smoking on a Black and Mild for literally like 40 second hits. And you're just like.
I want you to see the whole
time you're smoking the black, you're getting lower and lower.
Know, you're like, dude, don't fall. Don't fall.
And
Alex
asks, he's like, does anyone notice he's getting lower and lower? And you step back up.
This is on New Year's, I think. And look what the fuck he's wearing.
What?
Yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah, we were going to the dog park.
That wasn't New Year's.
We were going to the dog park.
Yeah, we were just hanging out with Jake and Daniel.
Oh, that wasn't New Year's?
No. That might have been Thanksgiving.
I know where my tennis shoes are. They're at Jake and Daniel's.
Whoa.
What? I want you to pull this.
So excited for that.
Show that camera.
I want you to show that to the camera. Show the picture of yourself to the camera.
Oh, dude, I don't want to.
Show the shit, because it's hilarious. That is fucking funny. Hold on, and let me find the picture of you. You got my phone, right? I'm going to pour this Coke all over your new computer. Steve. Let me see it. Steven.
What is he doing?
I was about to start flicking the mic if you
didn't. I'm about to kill you, dude. Why would you do that? Wait, what? Why would you flick the mic? That's just going to punish me.
Dude, it'll.
Oh. Don't flick the mic.
Hold on, that one and that one.
Let me see.
That one.
What? Oh my god. Show him.
Hold on, I'm gonna show him. Because I know.
I've seen both of them. Talking about the one where I'm like.
Yeah.
That one.
Please.
Okay. Whoa! Yeah. Chill out.
There's the first one. Can you see it?
Get stabbed.
There's the first one.
Fucker, that hurt.
There's the second one.
Gross.
Even drunk ass.
That was beyond drunk.
That was you just. That's
creepy, dude.
And then I can see you.
Okay, so you gotta finish telling, like, all right, so he gets to McDonald's, and after that, after he cuts in line.
Yeah. We get McDonald's and everything, and so we finally, we go back to my car, and so Steven's got to pee, and
you left. You guys leave, okay? You, Alex stays with me. It was me, Macy, and Quigley, and Alex, okay? You and Jake
leave.
Why did y'all
leave?
We're going back to his car.
Go back to the car, okay?
Could we walk?
Quigley had to go pee. He goes pee and comes. No, not pee. He did something inside, like refill or something like that. Yeah, refill tea. Use the tea, comes outside, drunk shit still.
Oh, the bush.
And so we're like, Quigley, go get in the fucking car. Like, go get the car. Go get in the car right now.
Get in the fucking car.
And when Quigley runs, drunk, he does a hide knee thing where he runs, where he tries to touch his knees to his face, where he's like hide kneeing around. And you can tell he was really trying to go to the car. But his body was not set. It was not letting him get there. He was veering right as he was running. And he was running into these bushes. Gets over to the bushes. gets over to the bushes.
I don't want to hurt.
Jumps,
nobody.
Clips both of his feet into the mulch. Face into the mulch. No recollection whatsoever.
But then, okay, after that, after the hilarious, embarrassing thing, he comes over and we're all by my car now, and there's a Radio Shack and all that stuff, and there's a Walmart to the left. And he had to pee really bad, and I was about to take him into Walmart. He was in no order to walk alone, but I was like, okay, for one, I don't want him to be drunk and fucking public, and then we're going to get public intoxication over here. So I take
fuck you, cop.
Well, I take him.
Yeah.
I walk him over behind the Radio Shack, and I see this fucking fence. I'm like, all right, go pee. So he's trying to pee, and then he just, like, falls fucking down. Falls straight on his back, just falls down. I'm like, Steven, really? You're really going to do this? So he finally gets back up and starts peeing again. He falls down again. So then we come walking back up, and my parents pull up. So I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like, Garrett, come here.
She just left me.
No, wait. No, you were still behind Radio Shack pissing. Or he was. You were with him. Make sure
he called. I finally
and Garrett were out there, and then your parents came rolling. I was like, well, this is awesome.
No, yeah, and so I was like, I didn't go.
When me and him were on our way
and
back.
And so Jake was like, Garrett, go back there.
No,
like,
y'all weren't around yet.
No, we were walking beside it.
Yeah,
I
we couldn't see y'all yet. Yeah, we couldn't see y'all yet. And I was like, oh, well, this is awkward. His parents are here.
No, that's what I
was. He was drunk behind Radio Shack.
Yeah, that's why I was walking up. And so Garrett comes over there, and I'm like, Garrett, just watch him. So then all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm talking to my parents, and Steven comes walking up, and he looks at me, and he goes, I got this. And I want to show you the walk that he gave when he come walking up to my parents. He's like, I got this, because I told him not to look drunk, and he's like,
what? I was trying.
You look ridiculous.
He gets up to my dad. He's like, Mr. James, and he goes over there to give my dad's like hold down his hand. Steve's like,
nah.
And he gives him a hug, and then he gives my mom a hug. And they knew for a fact right off the bat that
he was drunk
out of his mind.
He was toasty.
And then we get back here. Now me and Garrett can pull in the driveway. We get out here. We open the door, and this rabbit the size of like
no,
this just takes off running. And hits Steven, like, in the car. Steven's just like, he just takes off running. I was like, what the fuck?
We pull up, and this thing is, like, glowing eyes looking at us. I said, Jake, what is that? He's like, I don't know. I said, all right, I'm going to run in the bush. It's going to run out. So I run in the bush, shake the bush. Think I'm taking off.
Dude, just nails
quickly. Nails quickly. Nails him.
And then takes off. I start chasing it, because I want to know what the hell it is. I still don't know what it is at this time. It's just ginormous. I was like, what the fuck? Chasing, and there's a big ass rabbit like this big. He was like, holy shit.
Hell yeah.
She clearly had no clue. And then we had to get him down the steps. He's like, whoa. So taking one step at a time, he's like, taking another step. Then he get down here and he's like, just digging around in the room. And then he finally passes out.
It's ridiculous.
This is news to me.
After he fell over.
It's news to me.
And threw up all outside. Oh, dude, he went to go throw up. I heard him throwing up. I heard the noise.
He broke my pot.
No, wait. You know the throw up noise.
It's so gross.
I was in the living room, dude. And I took off running to the room and went to go get him outside. And I was going to rush into the bathroom, but he grabbed the door handle. I was like, good idea. That's close to you if it throw up. So I yank on it. It's locked. Unlocking, open it, and quickly I just nailed Quigley's hand. He just stumbles like blindly and just like sticks his head out the door.
You hit me in the head?
I straight knocked you.
Why?
I mean, I didn't mean to. Your head was just in. You were trying to get your head out the door, and I was trying to open his back.
Oh.
I remember that.
You had to talk the steps, and all you hear is douche. I was like, dude, I just killed him, dude.
I have a video clip going, I need water.
Water.
I got it right here. He goes, it is false.
He is so drunk.
Nah, but real talk, never let Jake babysit you when you're drunk.
What?
He will fuck you up.
What?
You need me in the face in PC.
That was my fault.
That was your fault.
I knew it just like, hey, Trevor, you're drunk.
The truth comes out.
No, that shit.
Punch you in the face.
Literally.
I know, for real.
We fucking throw Trevor.
Yeah, I remember.
Bed.
I remember that. Y'all were throwing me around.
I
want to
hear it. You threw up on my bed on my
after
birthday.
That.
On my birthday.
After that.
No, that's when it happened.
Dylan Lamb.
When you were throwing up.
You have a tiny ass shirt on, Trevor.
Dude,
it's
flexing,
small,
dude.
Yeah, dude, it's my muscles.
It's his muscle shirt, dude.
It's just a really tiny shirt.
Nah, it is kind of tight.
You use a really tiny condom.
Yeah, dude.
That's gay.
It happens. That's good.
Okay, so knee in the face, PC?
No, dude, that wasn't my fault. Yes, it was. I didn't just walk into you, hey, Trevor, you're fucking super drunk. Let me just knee you in the forehead.
Okay, no, what happened was we were putting Trevor, we were messing around with him, trying to get him on the bed. I think I jumped over him or something, and Jake went to do it.
I didn't jump over. I went to go like push him on the bed.
Yeah, he went to do something, and his knee.
I didn't knee me trying to push me.
I hit the bed. I didn't just knee you in the forehead.
We were doing something.
We still don't even know if it was me. We just think it was me.
No, I think it was. Because Trevor's head was like this, and then once Jake did it, his head was back here with a big red mark.
He hit his head on the bed. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, all
right. So we're. So it was funny as fuck from my perspective because I'm on the other side and I watch Jake come running up and I see this is and I'm like, he's drunk, who cares? He hit his head on the dresser.
Yeah, he did.
And so Trevor fucking gets up.
No, he wasn't even mad. It was when he got undrunk. It was later that day. He's like, dude, my fucking head is killing me.
I got undrunk.
I have to tell an iconic story of what happened right here with the mattress.
Fuck off.
Fuck you. Hold on. I have to tell this story. Hold on, Steve.
Fuck you again.
Hold on.
Just step back for the fucking camera's sake.
Look, I had to say.
Fucking scar. There's
a bomb. Spot on the eyebrow.
Steven, let me tell this
you
story.
Fuck.
All right, so this is big when the little pass out game was big.
10th
like,
grade.
This is back
in. All in 10th grade.
Out of the damn dodgeball tournament, I already got hit in the face.
Yeah, we had a dodgeball tournament.
We won one game, though.
And
fuck.
So this is
we
when
only
the pass out game was big. And
one
so
was a bye, too.
We get here.
Shut up.
And I push on Steven's chest, and he breathes out and passes out. Well, for some stupid reason.
This is not my fault at all. I did not
mean to fall. Let me tell a story. So anyways, we get a mattress because we're like, just in case he falls on the mattress. We were stupid and made him stand on top of the mattress, not thinking that he was taller than the mattress was wide. And so, I mean, we got it
we
long.
Were smart
we got
children.
It like landscape mode here, so it's at least a little wider. So anyways, he passes out, and I step back for a second because I'm thinking he's going to fall forward. Well, he goes immediately sideways.
I couldn't help shit. I was fucking knocked out.
He goes straight down.
I try to blame it on me.
He's going right toward Garrett. Garrett goes, whoa, and backs up and starts laughing.
In the fucking video.
Steven goes, oh, and as soon as he makes contact, it looks like this. My head hurts.
I get up and I'm like.
He gets up and goes, my head hurts.
And he's like, I don't feel good.
As blood's like streaming down my fucking side of my face.
And we're sitting there.
My mom's
gonna
watch this.
Kelsey was freaking out.
She was like, I told you guys not to do that. You're right.
God.
Shut up.
No,
I want to go to sleep.
That was freaking.
No, you can't sleep.
Like, yeah.
Hilarious.
Ended up having a concussion.
In school and he nailed
it. No, do you remember when we did that?
We did it up there at the garage.
Ate that gross ass rice.
And he ate the gross-ass rice out of the fire.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I remember when you tried it with your thumb. Garrett was like...
It worked.
It just fell straight on his face.
I fell straight
dude,
on
Justin
my face.
Hayden did that.
And he came to school next day with his fucking, like, messed
eye,
up eye.
Yeah, he had a gashed open eye because he passed out and hit his TV.
Dresser. I was like, that's dangerous when you're
who
by yourself.
In front of someone.
Who does it by themselves?
Hey, do you watch it?
Who does that?
Like, I'm gonna do that, like, in people public. Like, I'm gonna do the whole setup.
Trust fall.
I'm gonna come running at someone and just, like, and just jump and just pass out in the arms.
Yo, freaked out. You'd be
the
GoPro
idea.
That was probably the funniest thing, though, I've ever fucking seen. That was just hilarious. That was. Like, we all thought Steven, it wasn't funny at first because we all thought he was dead. And then as soon as he got up, he goes, my head hurts. And we started fucking.
And then I tried to walk up the stairs and I thought I was gonna fall down him. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Dude, that was funny.
And then Kelsey gave me like 4 Advil. And y'all, let me get some water. Let me get some water. By the time y'all got me water, I'd already swallowed them. My head was fucking killing me.
You were in the bathroom, like laying up against the sink. Yeah, like the sink. And you were just like, hurts. And then like we had to call your mom that night because you had a concussion. And turn it, you had a concussion. Like you. We fucked you up.
Miss Morris was awesome about it too. She's like, you don't have to do your homework. I know how.
Yeah, you told me about.
I'd milk that shit all the damn day.
I was freaking out. No, of course, I told her I was playing tag. I still remember
that stupid fucking 2x4.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
The blindfold game.
Oh, my God, yeah. The blindfold game.
No, that wasn't
even great game.
When I got hit. We were just playing was, tag.
One of y'all killed me the cap. I think it was you.
No, I remember.
With a PVC pipe.
I think it was your
It
ass.
Was me.
Because then you would lay on the couch.
It was me.
No, the PVC and the back of the legs.
Yes, the cap.
Yeah, that was like the initiation.
I think that was
the first time I ever fucking come to Garrett's house. We play this blindfold, or not the first time, the first time I play the blindfold game. Steven's over here, and I'm walking around over there, and all of a sudden I feel this stinging ass sensation on the back of my calves.
Was it
calves.
Me or you? I can't remember.
You hit him with the PVC pipe, but the 2x4 was me.
It was a big ass PVC pipe.
Oh,
that
I was, here,
Steven
for the, I was
had.
Here for the fucking 2x4.
And the 2x4 you keep hearing. I hit, there used to be a little indention right
literally,
here.
Literally, yes, right where that TV is, you guys, is there yeah. Should be a giant, it was all hole. Unfinished, a giant hole, like a chimney all the way up. And we'd hide in it.
There was a 2x4 standing up in it, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
I backed up, and the 2x4 kind of scooted straight up.
Then when he left.
When I go to walk out, the 2x4 falls down and just goes, wham! And just smacks the fuck out of the back of my head.
That same day, that's when Garrett killed me in the cast with the PVC pipe. Fucking walking around, stumbling on shit. Like, wow! Fucking PVC.
I was just swinging that shit around.
I was picked my dart. I had a blindfold on. I could see shit just get hammered.
You know, right over your toes.
Oh my God.
Freaking oh,
that was
scooter.
The funniest thing.
Yeah.
That's God. Not fair or funny.
That was totally so fair. That was payback.
Wait, what's the blindfold game?
You just hit people. Turn
off
no,
the
you
lights.
Play hide and go seek.
Turn off the lights.
You play hide and go, it's like hide and go seek sort of. Turn off the lights. The person puts a blindfold on. You spin them. And so now you can't see shit. And they're dizzy. And then we all go hide.
And they're one. Dizzy.
You get to call their names 3 times each.
And then you can,
I think just 3
you
times.
You hit them with shit?
No.
They just decide. Oh, okay. I thought that was part of the
it's
game.
It's basically yeah. Like hide and seek, but completely blindfolded. And
you can fuck with the other person if you want.
We don't really want to do that. Like, that was never like in the plan. All
it
of a sudden,
happened.
It just happened. Right. Like one time, you can't as a person you're hiding, you can't see shit either. Like you're literally almost just as blindfolded as a blindfold person. And I just happened to find like some PVC pipe, and I was just kind of like, back away from me. And then Jake was, boom!
Blindfolded. I was like, oh, there's someone over here. Let me tag him. Garrett was like, shutting in tag today and took off
no,
running.
You remember when Colt come running around and John come running around and John
and
elbowed him in the nose?
Oh,
no.
That shit was hilarious.
Remember when we went to Naples, Florida?
Yeah.
Fort Naples or whatever?
Yeah,
we're
Naples.
Playing elevator tag.
Naples, Florida.
Colt freaking
oh
hit.
Oh,
you got it. Y'all are there.
Yeah, because me and Tristan were,
okay.
We were hiding.
Me and Colt are running. Were you
Colt,
it?
Colt's my brother. He's the guy who does the cross-end gamers, by the way, so people who know
you
him.
You were it, weren't you? Chasing
yeah,
us.
I was chasing you guys.
Okay, so we find, instead of like the elevator, we play elevator
it's water
tag,
vapor, Mom.
But it's like pretty much just condo tag.
Tell my mom it's water
vapor. And we took off running down the hallway, and me and Colt hit the stairs. Well, I'm running, and Colt's right behind me, and he sees me jumping down like a bunch of stairs, but there's these little concrete slabs in front of you, so if you're jumping, you gotta, like, duck your head. So I'm jumping down, like, 4 stairs, and Colt is falling right behind me and tries to jump down the same amount I am, and he didn't duck his head, and he just smashes his fucking head on the slab, falls all the way down, and it smacks the concrete. I mean, they're all concrete stairs. Falls backward, smacks his head on that, and I turn around and I start laughing because I thought he just fell.
Yeah.
And I turn around and Colt's like holding his head, and he's like, what happened? And I'm like, he hit his head hard. And so I like run over there and I move his hand, it's just red. It's red at first. But then all of a sudden, it looks like a fucking unicorn sucked
like
on his
you,
head.
You've seen a knot. Like most
hour.
People have seen a knot. Like if you had this
it
right,
like a tennis ball is inside.
Lift
of
up yours
yeah.
So they can't see me. That camera's off. If you look at that, look just a black part. Okay, his forehead protruded out about that far.
Yeah, it stuck out.
I mean,
like a SpongeBob
huge.
Cartoon. Knot
yeah, it looked like it, something on a cartoon.
Out. It literally was sticking
like,
out.
It was like Wile E. Coyote oh, got smacked in the head by an anvil.
Yeah.
Like, it literally was
no,
that,
it
that,
literally
that cartoon. Like
it literally was sticking out, and it was about this
it,
big
it,
around.
And if you remember right, my mom was fucking asleep.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't open the door. We didn't have a key.
We were trying to get in the door. Because we did leave one up by the light or something, but...
We couldn't
get back
in. And she wouldn't let...
Yeah,
we were,
fell down or something.
I mean, we banged and... banged on this door.
She sleeps like a rock.
No, I mean, we're literally, yeah, she we're does. Literally she like, I mean, kicking this fucking thing. Just kidding, Miss Kim. And it won't, she will not open it. I mean, we're asking other people. We're trying to go get another key.
Colt is dying, dude. Like,
yeah. We're literally just having to like lay Colt's ass down while like waiting.
And he's crying. I mean, like,
you're drunk, Colt. Go home.
No, dude, like, normally I'm like, Colt, shut the fuck up, stop crying. Nah, I'm like, cry all you want, bro. Yeah. That hurt.
That was the biggest knot I've ever seen.
I went and got him some ice for it, and we're just sitting there.
We go over to the ice box with like our shirts, and we're just like,
we're trying to like find something to cup it to hold on his
because
head.
We didn't have anything because we're out of the room. Yeah. You can't get it. Like, that was a bad situation, man. That was scary.
That was like our last night there, too.
Yeah, it was.
Kind of ruined it.
Last or second last night.
Yeah, it ruined it. It made it.
No, because we were going to go down to the beach, and then the beach wasn't even open.
Yeah, who the fuck closed the beach?
It was like a retirement community. Because there was like no, there was like no other kids there besides those like 24-year-old guys that invited us to a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Who, we're talking about the military hardcore. That was so funny. They're cracking me up.
They were in the military.
Yeah, they were cracking me up.
You remember when we went down to Florida with Jake and Daniel and them? The first 5 minutes were there.
Oh, that
Steven
hurts
runs
so
to
bad.
Go to the beach. And there's water on the wood, so it's slippery.
It's slippery.
I mean, it's a beach next to a pool. So, of course, there's going to be water. Steven's like running up to the gate. He's like, ho ho, sink, boom, and just bust his ass.
I hit my knee on the gate and everything. God, that hurt.
Or the first like 10 minutes we went to fucking Florida, Steven jumps in the elevator. And gets stuck.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, we're
we were stuck for like 20 minutes.
We're there for like 10 minutes, literally. We just get there, and we're going up the elevator. Steven's like, watch this, and jumps. And now the elevator's stuck. And
I mean, we'd not move for shit.
I mean, literally, we were hitting the fucking like fire escape button.
The fuck is
and
wrong
there
with
shit
dude,
happening.
It was fucking hilarious.
We hit the phone, ain't shit working. We're like, this is awesome. So finally, like 30 minutes later, they're like, is something wrong?
Fucking elevator won't move.
30 minutes. Thank God there wasn't a murderer in here, you dickhead. Like, that's good service. And it's hot as fuck. I mean, let's get hot.
We had all our elevator paint party. Dude, this Jake ass paint party. Elevator paint party. We're like going through this parking deck, dude. We go to this elevator. There's like a fake like cardboard camera, like. There's like missing like half its lights, like there's shit like condoms like up in the lights and stuff.
Right.
There's dicks everywhere.
There was a fake camera.
It was just a fake camera. Like, it wasn't even plugged in. Remember that? I was just like, what?
And it
you
had,
see
like,
the wires just hanging from it.
It had, like, dicks drawn
all over the
like,
elevator. That like, it was falling apart. It was rusted.
It's just jerry-rigged, basically. This whole paint part is jerry-rigged?
No, it was just the elevator in it.
Oh.
Yeah, we were trying to, like, go, like, get to, like, the bottom floor or whatever.
Oh.
This thing, and we're like, this is much jank. I was like, I don't even know if this thing's gonna move. It's like, like all the way down to the bottom floor. Like, oh my god, I thought we were gonna die.
That scared me. I thought that was fine.
That was freaking.
But as I said, that was a good ending. Let's end on that. Well, this is Brody X Studios.
Hey, don't forget to visit www.brodyxstudios.com. Yeah, it's been. We're getting there.
Grab the wall.
So, once again, you are.
Yo, it's been your boy, the man Dingo. I can't say
yes.
This is Dylan Lamb.
From
BrodyXStudios.com.
That's what you said on the Let's Play. That's why it's funny.
This is. Don't forget about Jay.
Don't forget about Jay.
Don't forget about Jay. On BrodyXStudios.com.
Are you here? And you?
And Quigley.
Quigley. So, camera operators, go to Kevin.
Kevin didn't do shit.
Kevin making sure that camera's on.
Damn phone. You fuck.
Kevin had to make sure the camera stayed on.
No, he had to restart the camera at 30
Once.
Minutes.
Oh, good job, Kevin.
You earned your pay for today.
Good job, Nathan.
Nathan got us some
Garrett
food and drinks.
It's okay. I'm definitely operating the sound. You're welcome.
You didn't operate no sound.
Absolutely. Your levels change.
No.
Yes.
Our levels change, but you didn't do nothing.
Bullshit. Watch him change.
Hey, Abby.
Next time we do a podcast, I promise you, Garrett will meet.
Hey, Abby.
I'll make sure of it.
Hey.
Because I know you're annoyed with Garrett. Like
hey,
else.
Abby.
Have a good night.
Hey, Abby.
Is there a website?